Hey, this is Dan Oswald of the Discovery Channel team back at the Tour de France and Jordan Mayer at the finish of Stage 8. The race began to take shape the way we actually anticipated it, with a handful of riders getting away, and one of the riders in that group from the CSC team, if the groups would have stayed away, would have taken, in fact, the yellow jersey. So that's kind of the plan that was talked about in the morning. Lance and Johan both admitted again that they could probably see a group going away with someone that wouldn't be dangerous for the overall, but someone that, in fact, could take the jersey away in today's stage. But the climb was just a very peculiar one, that Category 2 climb towards the end, and it was very, very long, almost 17 kilometers, but not very steep, and it was done at a really high pace. What happened on the climb was, if you could see in the beginning, most of our teammates were pacing Lance up and kind of matching the speed that was going on at the front, but when all the other major attacks came from the chief rivals, you know, Korov and a handful of others, most of our riders fell off, isolating Lance, and Lance ended up finishing in that group of about 32 riders, but he was isolated and was alone. And after the stage, admitted that it was an off day for the team and an off day for himself. He admitted to suffer quite a bit on that final climb, and was pretty disappointed, pretty visibly disappointed after the stage, and talked about going back into the hotel and tonight and talking with Johan and Dirk and the directors and the guys themselves about what went wrong and the fact that it was a bad day, and everyone's allowed to have a bad day. But first and foremost, what went wrong? What were the feelings? What were the sensations? And how do we reevaluate and correct? Because instead, you know, too many more of those kind of days, and perhaps holding on to this lead is going to be tenuous. But Lance can't be isolated going forward. He knows that. The other guys know that on the team. And on these other mountaintop finishes or Category 1 climbs, he's going to have support. If you've noticed throughout all the six tour wins, he's always had teammates around him at all the crucial moments. And today, it's kind of a, you know, swing and a miss in that sense, and we just hope that that doesn't happen again on all the other days. He finished up strong and holds the lead now. It's a minute over Jens Voigt, who's in second place, so Hincapie fell off a bit. He was in the next group behind, and George fell to eighth overall. But I think all the aspirations of that are now basically all going to be focused on Lance. Popovich lost the white jersey now. He's 1 second behind that. And perhaps now, particularly after sort of this off day, everybody kind of refocuses towards the job at hand, which is winning the yellow jersey. And he even admitted that perhaps the team has expended too much energy in this first week defending the lead, and it's not something that we really wanted to do, but it's kind of the honor of the race that when you have the lead to defend it to a point, but perhaps now, tomorrow, something else will happen where the jersey will go away. But again, the main goal is to be there in the decisive moments, and of course, when the race really, really hits the high mountains, and again, being yellow in Paris, that's really all we really want. Join us again tomorrow for Stage 9 of the Tour, and I'm sure we'll have an update as to exactly what the feelings are of the team before the start, and see how Lance feels as well, and see if the jersey is going to stay on our shoulders. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.